We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number four here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle is here. Greg's the star of the show always, but especially on this segment. Ask Greg, brought to you by tailgatewine.com from 409 Tailgate Club. Those guys are doing really, I think a lot of us have had this wine. There's a blue, a white, and a Pinot Grigio, and it's a blue and white theme. They have a blue and white theme gift box to send wine out, so you can always order at tailgatewine.com. I've had the blueberry wine personally. Not a big wine guy, but it is unique, and I did enjoy it. So take that for what it's worth. The winner of the best question in this segment gets to have their choice of wines from tailgatewine.com. So be sure to fire off your questions using the Ask Greg button on the Keystone Sports app to throw your hat in the ring. We got a bunch of questions. We try to get to as many as possible, but they kind of keep backlogging. We'll get to as many as we can. Keep firing them away. We're going to answer them as soon as we can. Are you ready, Gregory?
I'm ready to rumble.
So let's start with Mike from Lake Winona. Most recent question that we got says, looking at the pictures on Penn Live from this summer, that's a plug for our website as well, Greg. Shane Simmons looks like a different dude and straight diesel. Love the phrasing. Do you think he can take the next step forward this year and battle for valuable snaps when it comes to both pass and run situations? I'm curious what you think the DN depth chart first through third teams will look like. Thanks and keep up the great work, you two. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Well, I would say this. The starters, are going to be, the one thing I will say before I even get into that is that Ryan Buchholz looks slim down, and I'm just trying to figure out if Penn State still plans to use him inside or not. I don't think it does. So Buchholz is a starter. With Simmons, the question I think is whether he passes Shaka Toney or not. I think him and Shaka Toney are both going to fight for sort of the second tier rotational reps in Sean Spencer's pretty deep unit. So the question is whether Toney outpaces Simmons for those, or if obviously Toney would win that battle. I think Itur Grosmatos is certainly going to get his. There's no question in my mind about that. And then Sharif Miller is the other starter, defensive end. So this is a really good group. Sean Spencer likes to move them through. I do think that you'll see plenty of Shane Simmons this year. I just don't know how much so early.
I don't know if anybody's going to truly dominate any snaps here. Certainly Sharif Miller stakes his claim, but Shaka Toney, Itur Grosmatos, Shane Simmons, Daniel Joseph coming along, Ryan Buchholz there listing out 6'6", 258. So it would seem that they're focused on using him primarily, possibly only at defensive end. This is a really deep group, and I think they're gonna cycle through them a lot with the correct idea of being fresh in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just one more thing on that. I agree with your point. I do think Sharif Miller is probably the only lock to really play close to 80% of the snaps. Maybe Buchholz, but I think the way they move him around will give others options at end.
Dominic from Cranberry Township says, "Hey, Greg, I realize the staff was high on John Metchie, but it looks like John Dunmore is a much better receiver at this point. He seems very polished and deceptively quick and sneaky." What say you?
I would say that if that was the case, if he was so much better than John Metchie, then Penn State would have recruited him hard before John Metchie decided to go to Alabama. There's nothing against John Dunmore, but Penn State absolutely ramped up its recruitment of him after Metchie started leaning towards Alabama. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that Penn State decided, now maybe we'll go recruit this Florida guy really hard. The kid from Florida wants to go to Alabama. It's not to say Dunmore isn't all the things you mentioned, Dominic, but I don't know. I am hard-pressed to call Dunmore a better receiver than Metchie, just based simply off the fact that Penn State's own recruitment of the two seemed to indicate that they thought that Metchie was a superior option.
Or maybe it had just been an attainability thing. You know what I mean? The relationship went both ways, probably earlier for John Metchie than it did John Dunmore. I personally love John Dunmore. I think he's different than a lot of the receivers Penn State has recruited. And I drew the parallel at some point. I don't know whether it was on the air or I wrote it down someplace, but John Dunmore plays the game like DeAndre Hopkins. Not DeAndre Tompkins. DeAndre Hopkins from the Houston Texans does.
Good one.
Wiry, and it looks like they're not trying out there, but that's where what I think Dominic is getting at is it's deceptive and sneaky.
Yeah.
He is more physical and faster than you expect. He just makes it look easy.
He does. You're
and
right.
And the wiry frame. I think DeAndre Hopkins is still listed in his fifth or sixth year in the league at less than 200 pounds. That's going to be John Dunmore too.
Yeah.
But it's a fair question. I think it's apples and oranges because they're two different guys. But I maybe I'm higher on John Dunmore than you are. Fred from Houston. 24/7 Sports has a system where they can make staff predictions on recruits. Can we do something similar on this site?
Think that's up
do
to
we
Jim.
Want to?
I
don't have any interest in that, but if you want to, maybe it's just be Greg's crystal ball.
I would like to pass on that opportunity. I think the crystal ball is neat, but one thing I'll tell you, it's nothing against the people that do it for 24/7 Sports, but to be honest, man, if it's not Steve Wildfong, if it's not Sean Fitz, if it's not Barton Simmons, maybe one or two other ones, but outside of that, it really does not matter what those predictions say. Everyone tends to follow the leader. Sometimes you get people put them in there that don't know. Stick with Fitz, stick with Wildfong, stick with Barton Simmons. A couple more. Alan True is usually pretty good. A couple other ones on there, but for the most part, if it's not one of the five guys that are at the top of the leaderboard, and they're at top of the leaderboard for a reason, then it really doesn't matter.
Ask yourself the question, who is in position for a recruit to confide in them, right? To have actual, genuine inside information. It's not me, I'll tell you that. I don't participate in that anyway, but those are the guys.
Right.
And those are the predictions that mean something, and those ones that you should follow along with. Sometimes I think even the percentages give you false hope in some regards. You can see Penn State is 100% for it, but it's just because there hasn't been anything public or out there
right.
to shift the 100% yet. So I think it's a great tool. I think that those guys are in good position to do it. We are not. I think we more focus on, you know, after the commitment more so than giving you inside information beforehand. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, taking your Penn State football and recruiting questions. Greg Pickle is answering them. The Ask Greg button, great place to ask your question on the Keystone Sports app. Another recruiting one here, Rob from Manasaquan. I think that's how you pronounce it, Manasaquan. I'm not going to say it again. Can you give a comparison between Michael Johnson Jr. and Taquan Roberson? They look similar on film, but I am no expert. I have a take on this, but you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm no expert either. I'll yield to you. I mean, to me, I think the one thing I find similar about them is that when Penn State sets out to recruit quarterbacks, they typically look for guys who can create beyond just throwing the ball down the field. What does that mean? Of course, it means they can run. They can get out of the pocket and do some things in this offense. And they're also smart guys because you cannot have any lack of understanding of the football, of the game of football, but also offense and be able to run this scheme. So that's where I come down on it. What say you?
Taquan Roberson, I think, is a better, more polished passer. Well, not even just a passer, but understanding of the quarterback position. That's what it looks like to me. 6 feet, about a 185. He's a little bit more compact than Michael Johnson Jr. is. He's not quite as explosive when he tucks and runs in the open field, but it's clearly his preference not to have to do that.
Yeah.
I think either way is fine. I think Penn State's going to train them accordingly. But right now, Taquan Roberson, watching him be in total command of his high school offense, make really, really quick decisions. I don't know whether that's simplicity of reads or whether he just sees things, probably a combination of both. And then put the ball in really good positions, not just to make completions, but to put the ball where his receivers can do something with it. There's a lot of polish in the way that he approaches the game. But I think in terms of being an electric athlete, Michael Johnson Jr. is definitely a step ahead of where Taquan Roberson is. Really exciting when he tucks the ball and runs. But a really natural thrower too, and his arm, you know, there's different ways to look at arm action. Strong, powerful arms. He's got a loose, quick arm where it's a flick of the wrist and the ball's down the field. So they're different guys in some ways, but really good players, both of them. I think Taquan Roberson is very much underrated on a national level, and I think it's because he's 6 feet tall. If he's 6'3", I don't think you have this conversation, just like Trace McSorley back in 2014.
Good. All good points, and I think that you're absolutely right, but we have seen a ratings bump for him a little bit that we had never saw for McSorley.
Yes.
So there is that.
Let's see. I'm just trying to make my way through here. Adisa Isaac, Brad wants from Pittsburgh wants to know where Penn State stands with him. Who are some other realistic defensive end targets on the 2019 board?
Yeah, he's been pretty quiet. I think Penn State's definitely the leader in that recruitment. He's a guy that's really seems high on Penn State. But I just can't help but to get the feeling that you're going to see some of these guys, him included, take visits elsewhere, Dustin, and that might jump other schools over Penn State. We'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. Otherwise, when you break down the defensive end group, I mean, I look at it and I just am not sure if there's another surefire name out there. I mean, I think the situation at Ohio State is going to continue to keep Penn State's foot in the door when it comes to Zach Harrison, one of the top players in the country and a five-star recruit. Other than that, though, I don't know if I see a defensive end out there that is probably going to go to Penn State if it's not Isaac.
Speaking of Zach Harrison, this is a more topical question. Matthew from Williamsport, we touched on a little bit the potential recruiting ramifications of the situation involving Urban Meyer out there. Matthew wants to know, do you believe that the Urban Meyer situation has had an effect on the delay of Zach Harrison's commitment? If so, does this mean that if Penn State can get him on campus after the dead period, do they or can they become the front runner?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing is that Zach Harrison is pretty quiet as it relates to his recruitment. He doesn't really say a whole heck of a lot. I was quite honestly surprised that he told somebody that he was going to delay his announcement. I know that there was talk of it being his birthday, but I don't think he ever actually – I think it was more people – putting words in his mouth as opposed to him
maybe like him being a 17-year-old kid and saying he'd love to have it done.
Right.
Do it for that.
I'm not really convinced that, all of this Meyer stuff played a huge role in his delay. It certainly played a role,
I'm sure.
He delayed
it before all this stuff blew up.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other part of this question here is, I'm not ready to call Penn State the front runner if they can get him on campus. I think he's going to visit a lot of schools. I'll make the prediction. I don't think he ends up at Ohio State, but I'm not convinced it's Penn State that he ends up at either. This one has all the makings of maybe an Auburn, maybe I don't know. Maybe a Clemson.
I think he is sincerely down to Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. I don't know how to work through his criteria list. I do know that A, Ohio State's in his backyard. B, Larry Johnson is there, and he seems to love Larry Johnson.
Right.
But that Penn State, for the same reason they make an impact on a lot of kids, the family atmosphere and the relationships seem to stand out there. So it would all be guesswork. I think if you ask Zach Harrison right now, it would all be guesswork for him too.
Agreed.
Let's pick out the best question here, Greg. I don't know if I need to recap. You have him in front of you, but
no.
Which one did you like the best?
I like the one about Michael Johnson Jr. and Taquan Roberson. I believe that came from Rob.
Rob, and you're going to make me – I'm not going to say where he's from again. So, Rob, you'll get we'll be in touch with you sometime soon to get your preference on a tailgate wine. Remember, tailgatewine.com. There's a blue. That's a sapphire blue blueberry wine, Old Main Pinot Grigio, 1855 Vidal. So, big thank you to all you guys who fired off questions. Keep doing so using the Keystone Sports app. Keep visiting us at Keystone Sports Network. .com, and we'll see you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.